I'm so curious, what's kind of the general vibe with entrepreneurship at Yale?
Yeah, so I would say that a lot of Yaleys, I think, would say that it's in between. It's both the inherent characteristics that you have, the character traits that you possess, as well as the skills that you can develop over time, depending on the experience that you gain, depending on the network that you surround yourself with. So it really depends. But even if you might not think that you have the characteristics that it takes to become a successful entrepreneur, you can still try to develop them depending on what you do and the people that you surround yourself with.
No, yeah, of course. I mean, like, I think there's so many, like, traits we can kind of narrow down here, right? You got creativity, you got risk taking, and there's also this aspect of just making yourself over time. I'm just so conflicted, but I almost wouldn't know which one to bet on, right? You could have students claiming that all entrepreneurs are self-made, right? That they have to go through all this strenuous labor to kind of build out their product. Or at the same time, some people may argue that entrepreneurs are born with these certain skills that will push them to the top.
I would say a lot of it comes down to risk taking, because even though you might think initially that you are a very risk averse person, you might go out and try things and take chances and see how actually risk averse you are, and you might figure out, oh, my risk versus gain is actually something that drives me further, that pushes me further. And figuring out, I guess, how risk averse you are, how risk tolerant you are, is a very good start to figuring out how inclined you are to take the risk.
I agree with that, right? But I feel like some people may even have a different opinion. See, some people think that being a risk taker isn't necessarily what makes you an entrepreneur, right? Although sometimes stats will point towards that. There's often a lot of stages in business development where you see entrepreneurs taking huge risks, but there's also this debate where it's about an entrepreneur
measuring
the knowledge. Yeah, 100%, right? Because if you know what you're talking about, maybe people feel like it's less of a risk. That's another way to look at it too, right?
I mean, yes, part of it, of course. It really comes down to how you look.
What is your take? Do you think entrepreneurs are born or are they made?
I think entrepreneurs are born because, you know, when you look at a lot of entrepreneurs, they're able to come up with an idea and then come up with another idea and make all of them successful. And, you know, I think people that, and so I think, you know, it's definitely something that you're born with. There's obviously a self-made aspect to it as well of, you know, getting better at it, and each company you come up with, you know, you'll get better at. But I think there's definitely a born aspect to it. Looking at, you know, entrepreneurs that are continually able to make good companies.
So looking at these top entrepreneurs, often, you know, the business they create are in different niches and different sectors. And I guess you could apply that sort of creativity aspect to whatever niche or venture they provide. So in terms of creativity, do you think that's a skill that's created over time, or is you're kind of born with?
I think there's aspects of both. And, you know, I think this, it's the same thing for everyone. You know, every, you know, trait you come up with, you know, this nurture and nature. But I think creativity, looking personally at myself, like, I have creativity in some aspects, but like, if I'm looking at drawing or painting, things like that, I'm not very creative from that aspect. But you look at artists, and those are, like, I feel like they're almost, you know, good from the get-go. So I think there's a strong aspect of nature.
And then for made, on the other aspect, you know, working on learning your education in terms of venture development, all these other skills, what would you say is in that aspect, is that a nurture and nature sort of thing as well?
Like intuition, I think when you look at people and their intuition of whether something is going to work or not, like a business idea is a good idea, or kind of like the intuition of how to move forward with a product, I think there's a lot of nature involved in that, and people just being able to intuitively know. And obviously you can build up your intuition, but I think a big aspect of that is through nature.
Okay, perfect. All right, thank you for your time, man.
All right, so 1 minute take. What's your name?
Kieran.
Kieran, nice to meet you. Okay,
nice to meet you.
We're going to ask you, what do you think? Is an entrepreneur born or made?
An entrepreneur is made.
Why is that?
Because I am an entrepreneur and I made myself an entrepreneur.
Okay. And what type of skills would you say you made to become an entrepreneur?
I didn't make any. I just created the idea. And then from there, I worked towards building a team to see my vision through.
And in building this idea, do you think that there is some maybe skills or maybe inclinations, for example, that you were maybe born with that helped you create it? Or was it all self-made?
I think it was like creativity. But I definitely think people can become entrepreneurs, but then it's really the effort and the see-through that allows them to fulfill their vision.
So you think if you're born with certain skills that make you an entrepreneur, you wouldn't be successful unless you are self-made in that sense?
I think you could be born with skills that would increase the likeliness that you would be a successful entrepreneur, but I don't think there's like a certain skill that you have to have to be an entrepreneur. I think you can come at it from a lot of different angles and still find success.
See, okay, one thing we do see in common with a lot of entrepreneurs is the skill of risk taking, right? Some people argue that risk taking is something you can develop over time as a skill, and others agree that you're kind of born with that ability. Because often, as an entrepreneur, you have to take risks to get your business to a certain stage. Mm-hmm. So in risk-taking itself, do you think that's a skill that you're born with or that you create over time?
I think it's a skill that you're probably born with, but I think there are situational factors that can increase your likeliness to take a risk. So at certain points of time, you might be more likely to see through an entrepreneurial endeavor.
Okay, perfect. And you said you're an entrepreneur yourself. What do you do?
I have created a tech startup with co-founder Nora Draper called Pool. We're currently involved in SciCity, and we're soft launching it in 2 weeks.
Perfect, guys. Check that out. All right, thank you so much for coming on. All right, so who am I here with today?
Isaiah,
nice to meet you, man. So today we're taking 1 minute takes on entrepreneurship. Do you think entrepreneurs are born or made?
I think it's a combination of both. I think you can be born an entrepreneur, but you can also make yourself an entrepreneur.
What percentage, or I guess, do you think more entrepreneurs that are successful are born or made?
Made, for sure.
And why is that?
Because it's something that you have to want to do and you have to want to put the work in for.
So do you think that these entrepreneurs who put in the work for it, do you think they were blessed, let's say, with certain creativity skills or certain risk-taking skills that would get them there, or was it simply just a will that overcame everything else?
No, I think it's something that you aren't born with. It's something that you have to like trial and error and work hard to achieve.
And what specific things would you have to like work hard for in order to become a successful entrepreneur?
Well, I guess it depends on, you know, like what exactly you're trying to build, but I think that like in any case you have to like try different things, and it's I mean, at least from what I've heard, like it's not like a one-step path to success. You kind of have to try different ways. Yeah.
And then in terms of, you know, being born or made for, let's say, scaling a business, right? Do you think that over time, the people who have made themselves in terms of, let's say, knowledge or skills, et cetera, will beat the people who were born with, let's say, an entrepreneurship inclination?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's all about like how much you put into it is how much you get out of it.
All right, perfect, man. Thank you for coming on. So, what are your takes? Do you think the entrepreneurs are born or made?
I don't think they're born. I think they can be made. I think anybody can be an entrepreneur. I think you need to have some confidence. Probably someone who can help support you with your ideas. But I think a lot of it's probably about just being confident in what you're doing and that whatever idea you have can be successful.
No, yeah, for sure. But we would say that often entrepreneurs are often associated with being a risk taker, right? Often when you're, you know, IPOing for a company, you're trying to get clients, etc., there's a lot of risk involved. Mm-hmm. And often people associate risk with kind of a natural ability or natural tendency. Would you kind of agree with that assumption, or would you assume that maybe risk-taking can be a skill that's learned as well as born with?
Yeah, I think risk-taking can be a skill that is learned. I mean, I think you're right. Some people are averse to risk, and others are more risk-attracted. But I think some of that is just being comfortable in a position where there's uncertainty. Yeah.
And what other skills would you say makes a great entrepreneur?
I think good communicator is probably really important. I think someone who could be a leader and work with a group of people And the communication part, I think, goes along with being able to sell your ideas, being confident enough to sell your idea to other people.
Okay, perfect. And then would you say that being a communicator is also a skill that can be made or learned, or in the sense that you think it's more likely to someone to be born a good communicator or become a good communicator?
Well, I think with any human trait, I think people are born with certain more proclivity to certain traits, but I think you can teach these things.
And would you say that the majority of entrepreneurs have been born with those skills or have made them over time?
Yeah, that I don't know.
Thank you for your time, man.
Sure, anytime.
Here with today?
Who am I?
What's your name?
Oh, Jackie.
Jackie, nice to meet you. Okay, so today we're talking about entrepreneurship. Do you think entrepreneurs are born or made?
I think everyone potentially can be an entrepreneur, but most people, they need to find what they really want made for this world. So it can be born, but need time to discover it and made.
So in the sense of discovery, right, is it discovery of a skill or of a passion? Can you kind of elaborate on that?
I think it's mission. I believe in mission and calling. I don't believe skill. I think skill is technically... if you just want to make money, that cannot be called as entrepreneur.
So if it's more of a calling, couldn't you make the argument that someone's born with a calling, since it's kind of like destiny in a sense? If you said you don't believe in someone making over time, that must mean that it was already destined to happen. In that sense, let's look at risk taking, right? A lot of entrepreneurs are known to be risk takers. And a lot of entrepreneurs are also known to be very creative. And these two skills are never really associated with built over time, but more in the sense that they're somewhat hereditary, somewhat intrinsic. So in that sense, do you think that, I don't know, entrepreneurs are more likely to be successful if they're born with these skills? And if so, does that kind of go back to your sense of discovery?
I think just when we found anyone already made something, like successful entrepreneurs, they might found they have some character like, or like to take risk or have some skill being creative. But I don't think that's a core. So, for example, my favorite entrepreneur was Jack Ma and Jeff Bezos. So when Jeff Bezos talking about how she found Amazon successfully, and he mentioned about you need to have a team, like missionary. So that's why I mentioned about mission and calling. And also Jack Ma speak a lot. And I came from China, she always talking about, I have no any skill about, you know, management. I have any skill about blah, blah. I don't love money. But he made that because she always had a gather an eye to find people to work with him. I think it's a kind of, you know, talent of leadership, how you attract people, how you use the power to attract people works for you. And help them achieve their full potential. It's not about your skills make you achieve any levels.
All right, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, guys, introduce yourselves.
I'm Maya. I'm a super senior.
I'm Alex. I'm also a super senior.
Okay. Do you guys think entrepreneurs are born or made?
I think definitely you can make yourself as an entrepreneur in the sense that you can found a business or a company, but I do think that entrepreneurial spirit is something that a lot of people are born with.
Yeah, I think there's a certain like tenacity and like ability to just go break stride with other people and follow your heart that comes easier to others than, yeah.
Do you guys think that spirit would come from the inside of the person, from the inside, or rather from the outside, from the network, from the surroundings, from circumstances that the person is surrounded by?
I think it is something that has to come from within you, but I think it's also a skill that can be like cultivated and developed. But I think that sort of spirit is also something that can allow you to take advantage of the network and of what you have in your environment.
I would say I agree with that, but I also think having a support network that kind of enforces, like, you're capable, you're a great human who's, like, smart and can do great things, like, changes people immensely. So I think it's both nature and nurture.
So in the end, what skills does it take to be successful? Like, 99% of startups fail. So what do you think it actually takes to be in that 1%?
That's a good question. I mean, I think definitely resilience is a huge one, because you need to be able to like bounce back when you get knocked down, because you're definitely going to get knocked down. There's going to be setbacks. So I think that's probably the biggest one. And resourcefulness too, knowing how to draw from whatever resources you have.
I would say maybe just like checking in with reality and like how you're doing as a company and how the group is, and having a really good team where everyone is like staying on task and like striving to meet goals.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, so who am I here with today?
Carla.
Carla, nice to meet you. Okay, so today we're taking 1 minute takes. Do you think entrepreneurs are born or made?
Made.
Why is that?
I think it's like a skill you can gain throughout time and like depending on the people that you meet and who you surround yourself with, ideas, etc., your family. I think anyone who finds a passion could become an entrepreneur.
And what type of skills would kind of like you would build over time to make yourself an entrepreneur?
Passion? I don't know if that's a skill, actually. That's not a skill. What kind of skills? Well, I guess that depends on what type of stuff you're doing. Like, creativity is a skill, and that's the whole basis of entrepreneurship. So,
I mean, because some people would argue maybe, you know, creativity, let's say even risk-taking, for example, right? Some people are, let's say, born with more creativity juices, or they're born with this risk-taking ability. So in that sense, do you think that's all it takes to be an entrepreneur?
I don't think so. I think it's really who you surround yourself with. That's why I feel like you don't have to be born that way. You can become an entrepreneur, and it depends on a lot of things that happen to you.
Okay, perfect. All right, thank you for your time. Yeah, grab a cookie.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, introduce yourself.
Hi there, I'm Ian. I'm on exchange from Yale and US in Singapore, the one that they're closing down. I'm here for the semester until May.
Okay, so what is your take on entrepreneurship? Do you think entrepreneurs are born or made?
Well, I think just like any other skill, there are certain attributes which you're born and you're blessed with more of it, then you'll be predisposed towards being better at entrepreneurship. So, for example, if you're creative, or if you have a knack for seeing, identifying problems and then coming up with solutions, then you'll be more predisposed towards being better at entrepreneurship. But I think just like any other skill, you can practice it. And I think it's really like, as no matter like what your study material is, if you don't like work with it in order to get better and put in time and effort into it, you're not going to get very far. So I think it's a case of you can be born with parts of it which will help, but you need to practice it and use it.
What skills can you develop to make it in entrepreneurship?
Well, I think it's just practicing it, right? Like going out there and thinking about what are particular problems out there in the world which you know, there might be that people care about, or at least care enough about to put money into it, and then what are sort of some solutions you can develop in order to solve for those problems that people have.
What about character traits? What character traits does it take to have for to succeed in starting a startup?
Oh, I definitely think you need to have a certain amount of conviction to think that your particular version of how you're seeing a solution for is going to work, and then believing that and pushing through with that. So I think there's a certain amount of stubbornness, but I think also like flexibility, making sure that you don't like run away too much with it. But I certainly think that conviction is something that's very important.
Awesome, thank you. Grab a cookie.
Cheers.
Do you think entrepreneurs are born or made?
I would say I think they're made. And I guess I would say that because I think that if you have a drive to do something, that if you want to be an entrepreneur and you put in the work and the effort to doing something that means that, then I think you can become one.
Do you think that drive is something that comes from experience and surroundings of a person, or something that rather a person is born with?
I think it probably comes from more experiences. I don't know if you necessarily, you know, are born and have a drive for a lot of things, but I think as you grow up and mature that you develop.
I think they're made. I think that creativity, like any other intellectual capacity, is something that you can work on, and obviously there are talent differentials, but there are so many like supply gaps in any sector that I think anyone who is observant and hardworking can find some need that isn't being fulfilled by current companies and create their own.
So how come then, if the same people that are surrounded by the same network, by the same resources and opportunities, how come some pursue entrepreneurship and some don't succeed?
Well, I think success is something out of people's control. So I don't know if it's the best metric of someone's like mettle as an entrepreneur. I think it just depends if they had the right idea at the right time. I think that the reason a lot of people don't pursue it, or the reason that some people might not make as good entrepreneurs as others, is just that, you know, people have a wide range of talents. I have some friends who are problem solvers and creators and who are therefore, like, drawn to entrepreneurship, whereas I've always been more of, like, a critic and an analyst and, like, someone who wants to break things apart and understand why problems exist rather than find a solution. So I think it comes down to people's mentalities, whether people are more practical, less practical.
So do you think that develops over time with experience, or that drive, that inclination towards something is something born, innate?
Well, I think, like, the mentality of whether you're practical or not that I was just referring to is more innate. I think that someone can decide to be an entrepreneur if they decide that, like, or if there's a problem that happens to inspire them, even though they never had those inclinations before. So I think it's a case-by-case thing. I do think people are a little too naturalistic with it when they say that entrepreneurs are born. And if you didn't have that, like, creative spirit guiding you from a young age, then you're not going to create something that's useful. I think that, like, mysticizes creativity too much in entrepreneurship. But yeah, I think you can develop it over time.
Okay, thank you.
All right, can I take two cookies?
Of course. Introduce yourself.
I'm Camila Young. Yeah, I'm from Miami. Hi. That's.
What do you study?
Earth and planetary science.
Nice. So do you think entrepreneurs are born or made?
That's kind of like the question between, like, just in general, are people a part of their environment or not? I think it depends on the person. If you grew up in a family that's very, like, oh, you need to make yourself and you should succeed after making yourself, you might be pushed to do that, but it depends on, like, who you are and how you react to that.
So what do you think, what character traits distinguish how the person reacts to his surroundings and network and how he uses those surroundings for goals? Or
it depends on their passions. If their passions align with that vigor to want to do something and, like, that drive to want to do something, then, I mean, I see them being successful later on.
Do you think the drive is something innate, something inherent, something born with, or something that can be developed, or how can you develop it?
I think a drive is something that can be sparked. You might have that ignited by a certain life event. On the other hand, I guess you can be born with it, but it depends on the person too. I feel like asking more black and white questions limits the answer.
So, final take, what do you think it takes to be successful, to have a successful startup?
I think it takes passion. And beyond that, you need to be dedicated with some sort of, like, you need to know what you're, not know what you're doing, but you need discipline to carry out what your passions are.
Thank you. Get off.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm selling cookies here on Cross Campus. This is part of my entrepreneurship.
The birth, audacity. Okay, do you think entrepreneurs are born or made?
I think that they are forged right here at Yale University. Entrepreneurs, I think you could be born or made an entrepreneur. Like, that guy over there, he was born an entrepreneur. He just has, like, nonstop entrepreneurship ideas. He's been going, like, since he was a baby. He's, like, started, what, like, 100 businesses minimum? Sold all of them, and now he's just, like, going to school for fun. Like, I'd say he was born one. I had to kind of be made one. He's my mentor, so I've, like, learned over the years how to become a better entrepreneur.
So what do you think, what character traits or something that he does that distinguishes him from other unsuccessful entrepreneurs?
Good looks and hard work. You know, he's just on the grind all the time. Like, he's just nonstop about it. Yeah. Relentless. But, you know, also friendly, too. So, you know, you got to balance those things.
What is something outside that entrepreneurs can develop? So outside characteristics. Do you think
outside characteristics? Like, yes. The grass or, like, Because this grass could be developed a little bit.
Outside qualities that can be developed that are not inherently born.
Okay. I mean, they can get better at... They can get better at researching, and they can learn from other people and learn from other people's mistakes. So just kind of understanding what works and what doesn't work. You know, like this guy, he's been trying to do comedy for a very long time, but he needs to learn from other people how to be funnier. Because he doesn't have that inside characteristic about being funny, just like some entrepreneurs don't have some inside entrepreneurial.
I don't even know who he is.
Like he doesn't really have any entrepreneurial characteristics.
Guys,
either.
The network. The network. Yeah. So you think?
Yeah.
All right. So your 1 minute take. What do you think? Is an entrepreneur born or made?
So I feel like. Kind of like the basic skills that are needed to be like a good entrepreneur are definitely like something that are born with, right? But I feel like a lot of these sort of experiences or things that can help build those skills past like what you're kind of born with are from like a like educated perspective. You know what I mean? Like if you're like born and you're like not the greatest at like public speaking, for instance, right? Or like other types of skills that are pretty important for entrepreneurship, like leadership. It's not like those skills are set in stone when you're born. Like it's definitely something that's that's very developed through life and through like experiences. So I'd say it's kind of like a mix of both, but I lean a lot more towards the made.
Okay, because if you want to, let's say, weigh, let's say, the innate skills someone's born with in terms of communication, in terms of risk-taking, as well as the knowledge you accumulate through experience and learning, which would you say is more valuable in making a successful entrepreneur?
Like, being, like, the skills that you're born with, like, innately?
So, let's say you're born being a really good creator, you're a risk-taker, and maybe you kind of learn these things over time, you don't know them as well, or someone who's very educated in the entrepreneur business, but maybe is a little more shy, or a little less of a risk-taker.
I would actually argue that like one of the like skills that like a lot of the skills that you think are like you're born with or that are innate are also skills that kind of you can build up over time, right? So if entrepreneurship is something that you really value or something that you're really quite interested in, it's not like if you're not immediately born with those skills, you can't become an entrepreneur. It's really a matter of like, you know, you can really like work towards them. So I would honestly weight it probably like maybe like 20 to 80 towards like being able to like kind of invest and like focus on building those skills rather than just relying purely on innate skills.
All right, so you would say then entrepreneur is most likely to be made then, right? Assuming that if that's weighed more, then doing those things will give you more chance of success.
Exactly.
All right, thank you for your time, man. We want to get like 10 more minutes of content, right? We're going to interview some people around here. Let's see what they say. Let's go. Yo, guys, could I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
All right, so what's a 10-second take on what it means to be an entrepreneur?
Ooh, do you want to go?
You need to know the percentage and the, like, the payout.
Yes. Okay.
So payout.
To get your edge.
Yes.
So payout, money. Money's a big thing in entrepreneurship.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What else do we got going on in there?
I don't know. You got to have big ideas, be creative with it, know the consumer need.
So big ideas... Be creative and big account.
Target market.
Okay.
Yeah,
for sure.
You need to get that competitive advantage.
Uh-huh. Talk to them. Okay. Yeah. All right. What else we got?
I don't know. I'm still thinking.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think that's about it.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yo, guys, real quick. Let's get a 10-second take on what it means to be an entrepreneur. What do you guys got?
Wait, what?
What? 10-second take on what it means to be an entrepreneur.
Oh, an entrepreneur. I don't know.
To create something being successful.
Being a self-made person, like
finding problems to fix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got you. Appreciate it. All right. Thank you. Hi, so who am I here with today?
You are here with Gigi Robinson.
Gigi Robinson, nice to meet you. So on behalf of the Yale Entrepreneur Society, we're asking people, are entrepreneurs born or made?
I think they are made.
Why is that?
Because if you have a goal, you can set your mind up to build out a blueprint. And then once you have the blueprint, all you have to do is follow it to make your dreams come true. Therefore, they're made.
Perfect. Okay. So, you know, besides following your dreams and all that, do you think that maybe having certain skills like creativity, risk-taking plays a factor and role?
Absolutely. However, those can be learned.
How so?
I mean, art school is one of them. I was an art school student myself, but also I think just nurturing different hobbies and different things that you want and playing more can help you come up with ideas that are out of the box that you can then nurture and train to really build a business out of.
And then once you kind of learn these skills, et cetera, how do you think an entrepreneur could scale a business? What type of skills would be needed in that sense?
Being good at people, knowing how to read body language, knowing when and where to draw your boundaries, and also keeping yourself confident, knowing your self-worth is absolutely fundamental, and just keep going.
All right, perfect. Yeah, and then when you're kind of talking about, you know, communicating all that, some people have, you know, are often shy or, you know, nervous, and that's something that maybe people can't fix. How do you encourage those who maybe think that they're not born with these certain skills to kind of build them if you believe that's how entrepreneurs are made?
Get the fuck out of your own way.
Get perfect. All right. Take care. Thank you so
much. What's your business?
My name's Gigi Robinson. I'm a public speaker and entrepreneur. You can follow me at It's Gigi Robinson everywhere.
Perfect. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.